AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Stocks got a big boost after some reports on the economy came in better than expected. The government reported inflation at the wholesale level slowed last month. The Dow Jones Industrials finished up 408 points. The U.S. has approved $20 billion in weapon sales to Israel. Tensions have been rising over the possibility of an attack by Iran against Israel. But the weapons are not expected to get to Israel anytime soon. There are contracts that will take years to fulfill. What is being sold is to help Israel increase its military capability in the long term. Republican vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance has questioned the military service of Democratic presidential candidate Tim Walz. Today in Los Angeles, Walz responded,
"You should never denigrate another person's service record. To anyone brave enough to put on that uniform for our great country, including my opponent, I just have a few simple words. Thank you for your service and sacrifice."
Missouri voters will decide in November whether to guarantee a right to an abortion with a constitutional amendment that would reverse the state's near total abortion ban. President Biden is zeroing in on policy goals closest to his heart now that he's not running for a second term. He's in New Orleans to promote his administration's Moonshot Initiative aimed at dramatically reducing cancer deaths. Ford and Mazda are warning the owners of more than 475,000 older vehicles not to drive them. They have dangerous Takata airbag inflators that have not been replaced. The AP's Tom Krischer is in Detroit.
There have been 27 deaths in the United States thus far and about 35 worldwide, and another 400 people in the U.S. have been hurt.
Owners can check to see if their vehicles are covered at the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration's website. Hundreds of people were allowed to return to their homes today after being forced to flee a wildfire west of Reno that also shut down Interstate 80 along the California-Nevada line. This is AP News. A big coffee company has a new CEO.
Struggling with fading sales and disgruntled investors, Starbucks announced it's replacing CEO Lachman Narasimhan with Brian Nichol, who's the chairman and CEO of Chipotle. Narasimhan, who spent a little more than a year leading Starbucks, will step down immediately, with Nichol stepping in just under a month. Starbucks has been dealing with multiple issues, including inroads by lower-cost competitors in China. I'm Shelley Adler.
Google is unveiling the next generation of Pixel phones, giving the maker of Android software a head start on the next iPhone in the race to bring more artificial intelligence services to devices. Pixel still represents a sliver of worldwide smartphone sales, but they serve as Google's platform for the latest advances in Android systems that power virtually every phone not made by Apple. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.